Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, ladies, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host. Now, this is a little bit of a touchy subject and has definitely been sensitive for me. I don't think I've ever publicly talked about this. Why our kids might not trust us. Now, let me get a little more specific here. So have you ever told your kids that, you know, if they did something, then you were going to, implement some kind of consequence and then not done it, not followed through? So that's what I'm talking about. And the thing is that we begin to teach our kids what to expect from us from a really early age. And what I've noticed is that in my younger two kids, they're 3 and 4 now, they are much slower to respond when I ask them to do something than our older kids were when they were this age. Now, our older kids are now 10 and 11, and they remember what it was like when they were 3 and 4. It was like when mommy and daddy say something, it's gotta, like, right now, you know, no delayed obedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. And we've definitely, you know, loosened the reins quite a bit with our younger two kids. And I mean, we're all aware of it. It's no secret. However, I have been noticing a pattern with our 4-year-old where I will ask her, okay, let's go potty, or let's go to bed, or let's put your shoes on. And she's like, okay, I'll be right there. And then she's not right there. She's gathering more Legos, she's getting more toys, she's putting something where she wants to put it, and there's not this trust in mommy's word when I say, please come here right now. And you guys, you see, if you notice this behavior in your kids, it's on us as moms. We, and not just with our kids, but with anyone, any relationship that we have, we teach people how to treat us. What we tolerate is what we encourage. And I'm not saying we got to go all, you know, crazy dictator on our kids or on our friends or husbands or family members. But what I am saying is that we got to be really thoughtful about how we use our word. We've got to be thoughtful about what we say we're going to do. Because if we are often out of integrity with our word, what kind of message is that sending to our kids or to whoever the other person is? Because here at the root of this, the message that I see is that I am not trustworthy, that my word is not to be trusted. It's not to be taken seriously. So whenever I start to see this kind of behavior, I'm like, okay, all right, it's time to, you know, do the shit I say I'm going to do. I've been a little too lax, and I've got to acknowledge that. Now, with a 3 and 4-year-old, they might not quite get it when mommy acknowledges, hey, you guys, mommy hasn't been very serious with her word. But with my 10 and 11-year-olds, oh, they get it. They get this really good. And when I say, hey, if you come home from school and your room is not clean, you cannot contact your friends, and then I don't stick with that. That shows them that my word means shit. Now, is that what I want? No, it's not what I want. And the other day, when our second oldest was taking so long to get ready for school, and she couldn't find her clothes. Now, let me paint this picture for you. All of her clothes, all of the clothes that she actually wears to school, were piled up on the floor of her bathroom next to the toilet. And in my head, I'm like, what the actual fuck? Like, what the fuck? Now, this is a story for a different time, but I'll walk you through how I released my impending rage before anything bubbled out onto somebody. But the point here is I overreacted in what I said the consequence was going to be, because I hadn't been keeping my commitment that, hey, when I see your room isn't clean, no messaging your friends or no play dates. You got to keep your room clean. Pick your stuff up off the floor. Keep your laundry where it actually belongs. And actually enforcing that and doing what I say I'm going to do. Now, I know we go through different seasons of being really on top of this and seasons where things kind of fall by the wayside. And this has been one of those times where those things have fallen by the wayside. And now it's like, it's time to pick it back up. Because it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for them. It doesn't work for our family. And what we need, the vision that we have for our family, is to have a strong, reliable unit who, you know, where we can trust one another and trust each other's word and take each other seriously and know that when we say, hey, I'm going to do that thing or I'm not going to do that thing, that I mean it. So I overreacted. I said, no phone for a week. And then later I realized, you know what, shit, that was a little bit extreme. Let's think about something more reasonable. So I ended up telling her later on after I picked her up from school that I was triggered. And I decided on that consequence from that space. And I don't want to do that. And I've told her that I wouldn't do that. So I know that when I am personally triggered and I'm like fuming inside, it's not the best space to make any kind of real decision on a consequence. So setting these consequences up ahead of time really helps you guys. And I'm going to tell you right now, you all probably implement this to some degree if you have kids old enough for this. But and that took an acknowledgement on my part to tell her, you know what, the whole week long thing, that was a little bit too long. And the only reason I said that was because I was mad at you. So how about this? We're going to make it this many days instead. And really cleaning up my shit, you know, not just saying, oh, well, it's okay. We'll just do a few days, but owning up to it and saying, you know what? I got mad at you and I haven't been keeping my word to you to actually enforce that rule that we set in our home. And I'm sorry. And really owning my part in that. And then opening up the conversation to actually, you know, get vulnerable with her and to connect with her and for her to see the real me, not just, you know, laying down the law. So what is it in your life or in your relationships that you need to clean up, that you need to acknowledge? Someplace that you have not been keeping your word or that you've been letting it slide repeatedly. And now they don't even take you seriously anymore. Because that is why they don't take you seriously. So that's all. I want to put that on your radar today. And I encourage you, I highly encourage you to have that tough conversation with whoever that is in your life. Clean that shit up. Make a new commitment to something greater. What is it that you want? And keep that connection strong. All right, ladies, that's it for today. Here is to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.